Time for another edition of the Jefferson Exchange First Friday Art Segment. And just in case we forgot what month we're talking about, here are the Decembrists to help us out.
July, 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 it never seems so strange.
Yes, July, the hot one. All kinds of things are going on, both out of doors and inside by the air conditioning. First Friday is your venue for putting arts events from around the region on the air. Just pick up a phone and call 800-838-3760 in about 3 minutes when we clear some phone lines. They are all full at the moment, but 800-838-3760 for First Friday. Here's Livia, Janice, and Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange once again.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. And I'm here to talk about a co-production between Livia Janice Productions and Ashland Contemporary Theater. It is our second and final weekend of a staged reading of Abby Mann's Judgment at Nuremberg. And we play tonight and tomorrow at 8 and Sunday at 2 at the Ashland Community Center. And they can get tickets at the door. Tickets are only $15 or at Paddington Station or Grocery Outlet. And one of the reasons Janine Grizzard and I wanted to do it is because of the timeliness of this play. If I might, I'd just like to read a couple of sentences from the script.
Go ahead.
There are those in our country today who speak of the protection of the country, of survival. The answer to that is survival as what? A country isn't a rock, and it isn't an extension of one's self. It's what it stands for when standing for something is the most difficult. And before the people of the world, let it now be noted in our decision, this is what we stand for: justice, truth, and the value of a single human being. It is so timely, it's chilling, it's very powerful. We have an excellent cast. And like I said, there's three performances left, and then that's it.
And these are all where?
These are all at the Ashland Community Center tonight and tomorrow at 8 and Sunday at 2. Tickets are available at the door, Paddington Station and Grocery Outlet, and we invite patriotic human beings to come and see what the country is up against then and what it's up against now.
Judgment at Nuremberg. And what time tonight and tomorrow?
8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
And then Sunday at 2.
All right, great. Livia, always good to talk to you.
Livia,
from Livia Janice Productions and Ashland Contemporary Theater working together. Let's go to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Well, we have a very exciting show opening tonight. The Drowsy Chaperone previewed last night to an overfull house. And tonight we open, and it's a very romantic, very funny, very lovely comedy about a man who loves musical theater, and he shows us your favorite musical theater show from the 1920s. And we brought back an all-star cast this year. It's actually the biggest cast we have ever had on the cabaret stage with 14 people.
Wow.
And we open tonight. We play all the way through September, so you have time to see it. But tonight's going to be pretty exciting. And we have local favorites like John Stadelman and Gretchen Rumbaugh. And, of course, we have favorites like Galloway Stevens in the cast and Lele Kehani from Chicago last year, who played Velma. So
okay.
It'll be really fun.
So, and it's really sort of a story within a story, as I understand it. The Drowsy Chaperone is a sort of a make-believe musical, but it's all hosted by some guy who loves musicals sitting in his armchair or something like that?
Yes, yes. And the stage transforms from his apartment into the musical of the 20s. And there's tap dancing and roller skating and lots of fun things in the 20s musical.
Roller skating on that little stage at the Oregon Cabaret?
There is. There's roller skating.
That sounds fun. So it opens tonight, you say?
It opens tonight. Yeah, you can get tickets at our website, OregonCabaret.com, or by calling the box office at 541-488-2902.
488-2902. Okay, that's the Oregon
right.
Cabaret Theater. Valerie, always good to talk to you here on First Friday Arts. We have a phone line open then at 800-838-3760, and now we have Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange on First Friday.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey, and happy Oregon Country Fair weekend in this beautiful Eugene area at the New Zone Gallery, located at 220 West 8th in Eugene. We're having our opening reception during the First Friday Art Walk. Featured artist will be Matt Reese in his show, The Dramatic Leaf. He is a photographer. We are also having in our community gallery in the Klausmeyer Room, Kind Tree Productions, with work by artists. The opening reception starts at 5:30. We will have libations, food, music, the usual fare at New Zone. We'll have plenty of updates plenty of events coming up in August. So please check us out at www.newzonegallery.org.
And the physical location is what again?
220 West 8th. It's the former liquor store. So this is the only decent place to get a decent drink for your eyes now.
All right. Sounds good. Steve from New Zone Gallery in Eugene, thanks so much for calling on this First Friday Arts segment. Two phone lines open now at 800-838-3760 to talk about arts events in your community. Here's Shay from the Eureka Theater.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I'm here to talk about The Legend of Georgia McBride by Matthew Lopez down at Red Curtain Theater in Eureka. It's essentially a concert inside of a drag show inside of a play. It's about a young man looking for himself. He's an Elvis performer who loses his gig and joins a family of drag queens to try and make ends meet and learn a little bit about himself. It's really fun. We've been playing to we started previews last night to a really full house and a lot of good word of mouth so far. And we're in Eureka, California. It's been a total blast, and we play through July 29th. Eureka.
That sounds fun. So where's the material from? Is this recent stuff or what?
Yeah, it's a new play. We're still working from a manuscript because Matthew Lopez is still developing the script at different theaters like Marin and with us and down south. He wrote The Whipping Man, which was his most recent publication. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a pretty fairly new work. It'll be published probably the end of the summer.
Wow. So this Legend of Georgia McBride at the Red Curtain Theater?
Redwood Curtain Theater in Eureka, yes. Okay. And you can get tickets at the door or at redwoodcurtaintheater.com.
And give us the nights again.
We open tomorrow night through the July 29th.
All right, tomorrow night through July 29th. Okay, that's The Legend of Georgia McBride at the Redwood Curtain Theater. Thanks so much for calling us. Good to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, that'll do it. Let's go to Dan at the Camelot Theater in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hey, Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. We are really heating things up at Camelot this summer. As you know, we are having Spamalot at Camelot.
I know because I'm in it. I'm having to come clean on this. And at least one of our listeners has already gone to see it because I had an email the other day commenting on some of the costumes.
Yep. Yep. No, this is actually, it's a hysterical. It's Monty Python, one of the best, actually the only Broadway show from Monty Python. And it's based on the movie Search for the Holy Grail, which has all the slapstick bits that everyone knows, the Dark Knight, the Killer Rabbit, Dancing Divas, all the catapulting cows. It's hysterical. So we are really having a fun time with that this summer at Camelot, and the shows are doing well for us.
And there's one song, too, that comes from a different movie that people might recognize. This one actually comes from Monty Python's Life of Brian, but let's hear this clip.
When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life.
Now, I noticed even before we staged this production of it that audiences of other shows recognized that song and on Broadway began applauding as soon as they heard it.
Exactly. Yeah. We've got some incredible singers. This one's by that's Isaac Bergstrom singing that song. But we have Don Matthews also playing in Spamalot, and incredible vocals by Kristen Calvin, yeah, who Kristen plays the Lady of the Lake. Absolutely incredible singing.
Yeah, she can definitely blow the roof off the joint, that is for sure.
Wow. You know, I was impressed because she's done a couple shows with Camelot before, but this one really showcases her talent, and it's such a funny show that it's just a riot.
It's a lot of fun to be in, too. I can tell the audience that.
I would bet, yeah.
Right. And so that plays through the 23rd. I need to know this myself. It does.
Yeah, you make sure you be to those shows. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, evening shows at 8 o'clock. And then we have a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock through the 23rd of July.
Okay. And then is there anything else coming on the schedule beyond that at Camelot?
We have the conservatory, our kids' camp, which is actually going to be opening up the first week of August. It might not catch your August first Friday, but the kids are doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So it's a six-week class that we have kids that are now currently taking over the entire theater during the daytime, and they are working on everything from choreography, singing, dancing, stage presence, and even the lighting. They really get a great overview of the theater, and they will be doing the full production of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Wow, and how many performances of that?
There's only six. It's a weekend. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and I think Sunday the 6th of August. If they go to the website, they can see the times because we have two matinees on Friday and Saturday, and then the Sunday matinee as well.
Okay, so you might actually get on the first Friday Art segment with that one, but we'll talk about that when we get the time. So this is at Camelot Theater in town, Spamalot on stage right now.
Spamalot at Camelot. It couldn't have been any other theater in town because it's just perfect to have it at Camelot.
It was meant to happen, okay.
It was.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to plug arts events coming to stages or galleries near you. The phone number here to join the conversation, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Let's go to Barbara at the Liberty Arts Gallery in Yreka. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. Nice to be back. We're featuring a show at the moment called In Respect of Nature, and it opened actually June the 30th, so we missed the first Friday. But it is running through Friday, August the 4th at 108 West Minor Street, downtown Yreka. And it features three artists from the Sebastopol, San Anselmo region, Paula Bailey-Brent, Jill C., and Sue Wheel. And Paula Bailey-Brent is a custom jeweler, and she's inspired by nature's treasures, and she's been creating jewelry for over 40 years. And her particular focus is working with a client to create a unique piece that resonates with the wearer. Or she also creates new life into their heirloom jewelry. And maintaining the integrity of sort of a time capsule, if you will. It's absolutely gorgeous, one-of-a-kind pieces, and they are beautifully displayed. And Jill C.'s paintings show her love of nature and the connection she feels with it. She spends much of her time plein air painting, so that back in her studio, she keeps the freshness of the information. And there's some delightful paintings there featuring Marin County countryside, especially in early morning or sundown times. They're really charming. And Sue Wheel's weaving, it's mostly tapestry. Again, it reflects her admiration of simplicity, the sort of the less is more concept. And her designs are intentionally sparse, but they're really outstanding tapestries combining her interests in anthropology and the arts. She's drawn to the cultural universality of weaving. So it's a really different show featuring, you know, three very different types of art, you know, painting, jewelry, and texture fabric, so fiber. So it's fun. That's 108 West Minor Street, Yreka, and it's running through August 4th.
Okay, always something interesting at the Liberty Arts Gallery in Yreka.
Oh, certainly. We're always changing.
Okay, Barbara, thanks so much for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange on our first Friday Arts segment. Another phone line open then at 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join our first Friday Arts Bash, a chance to let people know about arts events coming through stages and galleries around the region. And there's a whole bunch of things going on in the month of July. Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, Brit's a little quiet this week. We're taking a bit of a pause, but this weekend you can go down and enjoy the Storytelling Guild is having their 51st annual Children's Festival on the Brit Hill. So if you've got family, that's the place to be this weekend. They'll be down there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay, Storytelling Guild, sounds good.
Yep, but that said, we have lots of shows at the second half of July, starting with UB40 on Friday, July 14th. That's going to be great. All the originals got back together for this tour this year. We've got the Temptations and the Four Tops on Saturday, July 15th. If you don't have tickets, get them now. That's almost sold out. Another show I want to highlight is The Revolution, Monday, July 17th. I always have to tell people it's Prince and except Prince isn't with them anymore.
Of course, but we have the Revolution, and if you're wondering what they sound like without Prince, well, I think you'll recognize this song pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as you can hear, the audience kind of picks it up from that point. It's a song that's so well known, you don't necessarily need Prince out there to front it, but that's the original band, really, that put the song together.
It's the original band. It's the band that really made Prince famous or helped make him famous, and it is that core band. Wendy Melvoin, Lisa Coleman, Bobby Z, Brown Mark, and Dr. Fink are all coming out. So that's just going to be a really special night.
All right, so yeah, Wendy and Lisa, the name should ring some bells to people who are old enough to remember seeing Purple Rain, the movie, because the whole artifice of the movie was that Wendy and Lisa came up with the song, and then Prince was the one who layered the guitar solos and the vocals on top of it.
See, and I remember him for Raspberry Beret.
Uh-huh.
Go figure.
Right. All right, so that's the Revolution on, what's the date again for them?
That's Monday, July 17th.
Okay.
And we keep going. I'm just going to rattle off a few more here. The Avett Brothers are coming, another one that's almost sold out. Matt Nathanson, really great pop singer, on Friday, July 21st. Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, Saturday, July 22nd. Get tickets for that if you don't have them already. That's true for all of these, but just warning you, those ones that are about to sell out. And then Diana Krall on Sunday, July 23rd. That's going to be a beautiful evening as well.
Wow, that's some amazing stuff. Are the Temptations and the Four Tops on the same bill?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm very excited about that. Being an R&B bass player, I can't wait to see these guys.
I bet. I wonder how many of the original members of the group are still there.
I believe it's one in each of the groups.
Okay, all right. But they sure sound like the Temptations of the Four Tops, right?
Yeah. They're still going strong and playing all the hits. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, lots going on at the Brit Festivals, as always, britfest.org.
You got it, or 773-6077.
When does the Classical Festival open? That's actually going to open before done with the end of with July, right?
Yes. Actually, Friday, July 28th is when we start our class. Well, the Brit Orchestra season is the official term.
Mm-hmm.
Opening night is a West Coast composer celebration, and that's going to be really interesting. We've got a soloist that night, Joshua Roman. Many classical listeners probably recognize his name. He's a wonderful cellist.
Why are you not saying classical anymore? Is that something like telling people you have the plague or something?
It's just a branding thing. We really want to present the Brit Orchestra, and so we call it the Brit Orchestra season these days.
Okay. Friday, July 28th, I believe that is the one I'm giving the pre-concert talk about as well, the pre-concert interview.
I think you're right.
Okay, because I know the tickets are sitting on my desk. I happened to glance at those again yesterday. So. Lots of interconnections in the arts community here, yes. All right. Mike at the Brit Festival, it's always good to talk to you.